Panthers, and welcome back to another episode of the Seattle Prep Podcast. Recently, Seattle Prep's mock trial team has gotten their case and is now preparing for their arguments and competitions this year. During COVID, I was curious to find out more about what mock trial looks like currently, what it looked like in the past, and what they are doing to prepare for this upcoming year. I got the chance to speak to two members of the mock trial team, Sophie McDowell, a senior, and Daniela Castillo, a junior, and get their input on what mock trial means to them, how long they've been doing it, what's their experience like, and where they see this year going. I also got the opportunity to sit in during a scrimmage trial and learn a little bit more about the process and where they are at right now as a team. Before we get into the interview with Sophie and Daniela, let's get into the first impressions of mock trials preparation and scrimmage trial. First of all, what I thought was really cool was that the coaches were able to get Mr. Walter Starr, an American lawyer and author, to preside as acting judge in this trial. I believe I sat in on the last day of scrimmage practice for this round, which included all the varsity members. So it was really impressive to just see everyone with such a vast and deep knowledge. The arguments were incredibly strong, in my opinion, and just the overwhelming commitment to their character and passion to the case really created a powerful image and reputation of this team. Obviously, I'm not part of mock trial and I'm not an expert at this club by any means, but from an audience's point of view, I really could tell their practice and hard work definitely paid off. I thought the arguments were so convincing and just impressive from an overall stance. I look forward to hopefully seeing them get to go to competitions this year in person and really hope that they make nationals. But without further ado, let's jump right into the interview with Sophie McDowell and Daniela Castillo. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Let's just start right off. What is the case about this year? Can you give a little summary?
Yeah, I'll answer that one. So our case this year is about a statue that got knocked down and somebody that got assaulted during that little instance. And it's kind of beyond that about an organization that was involved with the statue being knocked down, which is kind of interesting because the defendant in the case is actually not the person who knocked down the statue. It's about the leader of the organization and whether or not he can be kind of held accountable for the person who knocked down the statue's actions. So that's kind of interesting.
What are your roles or positions this year?
Well, I'll just say what our roles are. So Sophie and I are both varsity lawyers. Each lawyer has a different speech. So for example, I'm giving the closing speech and Sophie is giving the pretrial speech, but there's a lot of different roles that people can have. Sophie, do you want to talk about those roles?
Yeah. So what mock trial kind of is basically we get the case that I was talking about and then we all pretend to either be lawyers or witnesses involved with the case. So like Danielle said, both of us are lawyers, and then we also have four witnesses for the prosecution side of the case and then for the defense side of the case. And yeah, like Danielle was saying, as lawyers, we'll do examinations, which basically means we're asking questions of the witnesses on our team and then also the witnesses on the other team. And then we each give a speech. So yeah, there's an opening and then a closing and then pretrial, which is kind of a separate issue related.
What are some of the main differences between pre-COVID mock trial and now?
I would definitely just say just being in person is a big part of mock trial, and it's kind of all about the courtroom presence, being confident in front of a courtroom, being able to use the courtroom, work around, address the judge. So it's definitely super different this year, and you can still do the obviously the examinations are all the same, the speeches are the same, but we also have things like you can object in court, so we're not sure how that's going to work over mock or over Zoom yet. But yeah, I think one of the things that's just changed the most is just it's not quite as much about your courtroom presence as it is about your online presence, which is way different, obviously.
Yeah, like Sophie said, a lot of mock trials, like standing up, giving presentations to be in person. So it's just really different having to do it through Zoom, because a lot of the time when you're questioning a witness or giving a speech, you're supposed to be like walking around the courtroom or walking around a classroom during practice. And we can't really do that because we're doing Zoom. Luckily, we've still been able to work with the team well because we have like breakout rooms and all that stuff, but it's definitely different.
Yeah, it's just like one of the biggest things that can kind of set you apart in mock trial as a team is how professional you appear in the courtroom. Like we always say, from the minute you walk in the courtroom, you're being judged by the raters. So that's just a super different thing as well.
So do you find that with Zoom, are you building other parts of your skill sets, or do you just feel like it's an overall challenge with it?
I feel like it is good because especially at the beginning, we're really focusing on the content of our speeches and examinations, which we normally do, but even more so now, especially for the new people, they're focusing on that a lot because they can't really do the whole court presence idea. And I also think one thing that Miss Freeman was kind of mentioning at the beginning of the year is like beyond mock trial, just doing things online and being able to present well over Zoom is going to be a life skill probably for all of us. So that's been kind of something that we've been able to like work on and improve on, and we're still working on it. So that's just, yeah, outside of mock trial, something that can help us out.
I think being on Zoom has helped me become a little bit more independent when it comes to mock trial specifically, just because when we were in person, I was really privileged and I can just go over to a coach because we have like four anytime that I needed help and just ask them, does this work? What do you think? But now that we're on Zoom, it's kind of like you have to go join another breakout room. You don't know if a coach is available. So it's definitely a lot more independent work now.
What does a typical mock trial week or a month look for you guys?
I mean, it kind of depends on the month, because right now, obviously, we're just working on the case. We don't have any competitions. Like our district and our state competitions are in the spring. So right now, we're just working on the case. Last month, we didn't even have the case, so we were kind of did a separate case just to practice, have the new people try out. But pretty much what we're doing right now is working on forming our direct examinations, writing our speeches, working to understand the legal issues of the case. And then next month, it'll be more like actually running those, refining them, rewriting, a lot of rewriting.
It was to be said, it sounds boring, but mock trial is just a lot of writing, getting feedback, editing, possibly rewriting, presenting. That's essentially what mock trial is, but fun.
Yeah, and the fun part also, like, it's right now is kind of more of the like harder work portion of it. Once we start getting into being able to give our speeches, being able to improve them and actually like argue against each other, like we have a scrimmage just on the varsity team where we actually get to do a trial against each other, which will be kind of fun because it's more of the like actual competition.
What drew you to mock trial in the first place?
I would say for me, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it freshman year, but I just like heard that mock trial, that they had a really good team. I knew they'd won nationals in I think 2014. So I was really impressed by that, obviously. And I was really interested in law. Both my parents are lawyers. So I just thought it would be something fun. And then I tried it out and I really liked it.
For me, I didn't even know what mock trial was, like going into window on the first day. I had no idea what it was, but because I did speech team in middle school, I wasn't that bad at it. So that kind of boosted my ego. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try doing mock trial because it sounds like that's something where you present stuff and give speeches. And I didn't know what it was, but I ended up loving it. So that's my story.
Yeah, same. Honestly, going in, I like didn't know what it was at all. I just like knew the name of it and like that they were good at it. Something related to speech. I was like, okay, I'll just try it.
What has been your favorite case you have worked on?
That's kind of a hard question. I really like the case this year. My freshman year case, me I too. Also liked.
Favorite.
Some of the other cases we've done, we've had a civil case, which was kind of about farms and land disputes with cows, which was just not quite as interesting as this one. But yeah, and last year it was like kind of about identity theft and a robbery at a store. My freshman year, it was actually about a shooting, which was really interesting and like related to music. So yeah, this one's really good though.
What do you like most about mock trial?
Let's see. I would say, I don't know. I really like the people is kind of one of the best parts. It's just kind of fun. Like when we're on our mock trial calls, even now, when we're not in person, it's always really fun because we're like texting each other and like funny things just happen. It's just kind of a fun environment. And like a lot of people in mock trial, like I wouldn't have met otherwise. And some of my friends that have graduated too, like I never would have met if I didn't do mock trial. So it's kind of another community at prep that has a lot of people from a lot of different groups, and we all come together and we really do something that we all really enjoy, which is amazing. And just having a trial is fun. Like when we get to the end of the year and you're like at state and you just like kill your closing in front of the courtroom, it's super exciting. So that feeling's obviously really good as well.
I agree with Sophie. I think the community is honestly the best part. The mock trial group chats on my phone have to be my favorite group chats of all time. And also the mock trial community, it's kind of a lot of people from a lot of different friend groups and different grades, obviously, but we kind of all unite through mock trial and like we're all really nerdy and it's just really fun. But when it comes to like actual mock trial presenting stuff, I would say my favorite thing has to be doing cross-examinations. So that's when you kind of more aggressively question a witness, or you just, the lawyer is asking questions, and I really enjoy doing those cross-examinations. They're really fun.
How many people are on mock trial this year?
I think there's 40 kids, because okay. We have a varsity team, and then we have a JV team, and then our freshman team, which we call the green team.
What's a skill that you find to be your biggest weakness right now, or a skill that you're working to improve on relating to mock trial?
I would say that I'm definitely working on, well, the speech that I'm doing is pre-trial, and kind of what pre-trial is that there's a separate little issue or like argument at the beginning of the case about whether certain evidence is admissible. So it's a lot about case law and talking about real life cases and how those set a precedent. So I think something that I'm working on is making sure I really understand those cases and that I'm really able to flesh out my argument using them and using them correctly and understanding them, because they're kind of complex.
Yeah, for me, I think specifically with this case, I'm kind of trying to improve my understanding of the law, just because this case has a lot of law in it. So I really want to try to understand that better. And also just kind of thinking of new ways to structure speeches or structure examinations.
You mentioned law. So with that, does it come like a lot of research? How does that work?
So it kind of depends on the role you're in. And we have, for the case, the defendant is charged with certain crimes, which like violate certain laws, which are conspiracy, assault, and malicious mischief. So we go a lot into that and what that means, get into the specifics of how we have to prove that. And then, like I was saying, for pretrial, it's kind of a separate issue. So we talk more about other cases and they give us the materials. So it's not much as much of us doing outside research, but we kind of have to go really deep into the materials they do give us, because it's just very complex.
Seeing as you're a senior, Sophie, how do you feel about this being your last year of mock trial? And how do you feel as it shaped your high school and beyond career?
I'm definitely sad that it's my last year of mock trial. And I think, like Danielle and I were talking about earlier, it's just a really amazing community. So I'm definitely going to miss all the people. And just, I really hope that we can have some trials in person this year, because that's kind of one of the best parts. And like, we didn't really end up going to state last year because it got canceled because of coronavirus. And we were really excited about that. So I kind of just hope that we get another opportunity to actually compete and finish out my time. And I've kind of always been like hoping throughout my time at prep to go to nationals, and prep has gone a lot in the past and we haven't gone while I've been at prep. So I'm really hoping we could make it to nationals this year. If there is a nationals this year, really want to win state. And I don't know, I think over my time at prep, mock trials taught me a lot about like presenting in front of people, obviously public speaking, and just like having more confidence. I think it kind of, we do a lot of things where you're kind of forced to like stand up and talk. You don't always know what you're talking about. And I've definitely had some moments, especially like freshman year, sophomore year, where I just like would have no idea what I was talking about. And I would just be saying things. And it was kind of scary, but it really helped me learn how to kind of speak up in class and just in meetings. I don't know. And I think that's a really important skill, is like having the confidence to speak out in group settings. So it's really helped me with that.
I just wanted to say that I'm going to miss Sophie so much, and I really hope that we get to do some sort of in-person trial, because Sophie is one of my closest friends on the team. And this year I'm so happy because not only are we both on the same team, but we're also on the same side. So we're both on the prosecution. So that means that we're co-counsels. That's like the term that we use. And it's super exciting. So I just hope that we get to do a trial in person together.
Yeah, me too. And it's kind of fun this year, especially. I think this year, last year on the varsity, it was all seniors except for Peyton, who was the only junior last year. And so this year on varsity, it's kind of almost our JV team from last year. And we got really close last year. So it's kind of just like all our best friends in mock trial are just on the team together. So it's just really fun whenever we're together. And so I'm definitely going to just miss these people, because it's just like a funny group and we just always have fun.
Finally, I just wanted Danny's perspective on how do you feel mock trial has kind of shaped your skills and your high school career.
So I think mock trial, it's given me so many skills, but I think the main ones have to be there's three: writing, presenting, and then memorization. Because we get these giant 80-page cases that we read, I don't know how many times, and you have to memorize facts in that case to write speeches and nominations. So I honestly think I've gotten better at memorizing stuff. But also, you just learn how to really like use your brain to write speeches that you have to present to people who are way older than you, way more experienced, who are lawyers themselves. So you learn how to write, and then you also learn how to present, because it's kind of all in how you present it. That's how you score points, that's how you impress people who are rating you. Those three things have really helped me through high school, and I all learned them through mock trial.
That's great. Thank you guys so much for talking with me, and wish you guys good luck on your case this year.
Yeah, thanks so much.
That's all for this episode, Panthers. I wish you all the best with finals, and I hope you all have a great Christmas break.